sermon in a few weeks from now, but we'll also be kind of focusing on that throughout the year ahead. This morning we have our worship service, and that is all. There's no Sunday school today. We are happy to have the Elliotts here with us today, and we will be hearing from Mr. Elliott to give a little update during our service about what's going on with them at Frontier. There is youth group tonight as well, for those who would like to attend youth group. No Club Rock again this week. That resumes a week from Wednesday. And then also you see that the Chosen will be starting the second season of The Chosen 3 weeks from today. And so if you're interested in being part of that, that'll be at 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings. And you can talk to Pastor Jim if you have any questions about that. Do we have any other announcements today? Okay, you see that our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 4. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. I'm grateful that you've chosen to worship together with us for this new year. Also on the altar before me is a set of flowers arrangement in honor of Sandy Sievertson and Kathy Heason's mom, Nancy. And so we acknowledge that from the family. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 144, How Great Our Joy, either in your hymn book or up on the screen. Number 144, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. How Great Our Joy.
While by my sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall be born, so he did say, in Bethlehem, a child today. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall the child lie in a stall, this child who shall redeem us all. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. This gift of God we'll cherish well, let every joy our heart shall fill. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
You'll take the opportunity to greet one another and welcome an end to this new year. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. We continue to pray for Brad Bilkey and family with the passing of his father. It always, with those events, the sadness, but also the difficulty of coming into the holiday season. And so we pray for Brad and family, for Sandy and Kathy with the passing of their mom. Continue to pray for Isaiah Gortmaker. He's got surgery scheduled for the end of the month. And then as we look outside and see the amount of snow, it looks like we're going to get some more. So we'll continue to pray. We have been praying for moisture, so we always have to remember that. We'd like it probably not to come sideways, but not much we can do. But we will be praying for our ranchers and our farmers, especially the guys that are out working with livestock and equipment. Other prayer requests or praises for this new year? Val. Oh, you're pointing out to John. Okay. I feel like an auctioneer. I've lost the bid. So the prayer request is a little bit of an update on Joe Fanning. This next week he'll be having his spleen removed, and so we'll be praying for that surgery, as well as the treatments and for cancer that he's been going through. John. Oh, excellent. That is a huge praise. So John's dad, Marvin, right? Okay, I got it. Marvin, he made it home, so he's made it through the transition facility and is at home. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike.
My mom's having a medical procedure this week on Thursday, so Monday.
And your mom's first name?
Margaret.
So Mike's mom, Margaret, is going to be having a medical procedure done on Thursday. It's outpatient, but we will pray for the healing as well as for the wisdom for the surgical team. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Anita.
I'd just like to thank everybody for the prayers for my nieces, Pam, who had rectal colon cancer, and she's recuperated, and my other niece in Georgia, she is gaining, she had RA, and she had a little setback, but she's gaining strength now.
So we've been praying for Anita's nieces, one Pam, who's had colon cancer, and she is she cancer-free? Or, oh, that's what she said. So that's a huge praise. And then the other niece in Georgia that's been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, she's had a few setbacks, but she is gaining strength. And so we'll be, and your niece in Georgia's name?
Bo.
Bo. Yeah, I figured it was probably short, but well, God knows who the full name. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Cindy. So we are praising God that Annie, I'm sure the car has a little bit of that totaled it. We know that from our family. But cars are able to be replaced, so we're grateful that Annie was safe and was paying attention far enough ahead. And that's just always the reminder as we travel around the area how quickly conditions can change. So we praise God for her safety. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
And he's on the 2 feet, and this dog is very, very frustrating.
So we've been praying for Ernie's brother Vernon and his because of the medical procedures and such, he's now on a feeding tube and his speaking is just in a whisper. But for someone who has been so active, this is a huge struggle. We'll pray for peace and acceptance for where he's at, which only we see God can provide that. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we start this new year off together, as we switch the calendar, it's just the reminder that you are unchanging, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That consistency and that solid foundation means that you stand behind your promises. You are not bound by time. And because you're outside of time, you are who you are. And your omniscience and your omnipresence is so much greater for us to fathom. We thank you that you have called us to be a part of your family. That because of what we have celebrated through the Christmas season and continue to celebrate, that your Son came into this world. And he has provided hope. Father, we do lift up our families that had loved ones pass away in the last couple weeks. Pray for Brad Bilkey and his family with the passing of his dad. Pray for Sandy Sievertson and Kathy Heason and their extended family with the passing of their mom. And the going through this time with grief, that you would be an ever-present help. For those that have lost loved ones through this past year and in the years past, of when we come to these special seasons of the year, their place is missing. And it is just the reminder again that death does not have the final say. We thank you for the hope we have in Christ, that one day we will see them again if they have trusted in Christ, and we will see you face to face. Until that time, Father, you know what's in store for this coming year, and you provide us the grace and strength we need for each day. Help us to not borrow grace for troubles to come, but as your Son said, each day has enough trouble of its own. But thank you that you walk through it with us, that you just didn't start this world and walk away, but you're intimately involved. And Father, you've called us to be a part of your family. We pray for Isaiah and his surgery coming up in January, that you'd just continue to place your healing hand upon him. And we lift up Joe Fanning and his surgery this week for healing for him and your continued peace and presence. We also lift up Mike's mom, Margaret, that you would be with the doctors as she goes in for surgery. We praise you that John's dad, Marvin, is back at home. I continue to pray for strength for him. We ask for Ernie's brother, Vernon, as he deals with the health issues that he has, that you would bring him the peace that only you can, that you would bring acceptance. Father, we continue to ask that you would draw him to yourself. We pray for those that are having to work out in the elements. We thank you for the warmer weather we've had this week, but yet we look to see another storm coming in, and we pray for safety, and we don't take that lightly. As Cindy brought the praise for Annie, that you do watch out over us, and I pray that you would help them in the replacement of the vehicle, but grateful that she is okay. And Father, we do lift up the travel, and sometimes we have opportunities to minister to others that have gotten stuck or been caught by the weather. Help us to be salt and light and to love our neighbors as ourselves in these situations. And it's more than just a Midwest or South Dakota trait, but help us to be ministers for you in these situations as well, to take opportunity to share the love of Christ as we help them out in these situations. But we do pray for safety for the families that are working out in these elements, and especially for their equipment. Father, we lift up Anita's nieces to you. We thank you for Pam being cancer-free, and that is a huge praise. We pray for Bo and her RA, and that you would help her to gain strength and the medications to be assisting in this trial that she is going through. Father, we're grateful for the work that you use us here in this community. We pray for our youth group and continue prayer for the next youth pastor that you'll bring to us. Father, we thank you for the ministry that to the teens and also to the grade school students in our community. We pray for the teachers and faculty and staff as they get ready to come back to school, safety and travels for students coming back to SBA. Father, we pray for our missionaries. We're grateful that the Elliots are here with us, but also pray for each one, especially through this holiday season. We think of those like the Weens, think of Holly Friesen and the Manas dealing with the issues in Ukraine. Give them wisdom in how they minister to their friends and co-workers there in the country. We pray for peace to break out in Ukraine, and that we would continually pray that the Prince of Peace would rule over the hearts of the leaders of our world. We pray for the leaders in our own country as the results of the election and new representatives taking their seats. We just pray that you would help them to gather around themselves advisors that know you, that we pray for our men and women in the armed services as they, especially thinking of those that have just been deployed, that you would watch over them, give them safety in the mission they've been given, especially being away from their families during the holiday season. So Father, we thank you for the meeting together. We pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you'd use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. We have the opportunity and privilege of having the Elliots here with us as they escaped Wyoming for a couple of days. I know they're going to be heading out quite soon after services. Somehow this weather system coming out from the west, I don't know why they don't want to get stuck with us. He thinks they have some responsibility, but we are grateful that he is coming to give us an update. They have been a part of our fellowship, and they continue to be. Grateful that you guys chose to spend some days here in our area. So, blessings, brother.
Thank you. If I could get stuck here, I think we would choose that. And I know Marissa would definitely say that would be fine, and same with the kids. Before we left Mark and Teresa's house, Mark said, well, I don't know if there's enough room. Who's going to stay? And Easton was like, I'll stay. I'm here. So I don't know what that means. But as I was coming here, I was thinking, when we moved here in 2015, Easton was 8 months old. And now he's eight. And to think of how this has been, and we every time we come up here, we tell people, we're coming to see family, because we count all of you guys as family. So we want to give you just a little bit of an update about our ministry, what's been going on. So I thought, well, no one wants to see my face up here, so we're going to do pictures. So this first picture, it's a little hard to see. This summer, we did a lot of traveling. We counted up, and we traveled through at least 11 states. I spoke at a church in Michigan, Colorado, Nebraska, here. I was able to spend, this picture is, I spoke at a camp in southern Utah. They had their largest group ever at this camp. We had over 100 campers at this camp, and it was so neat to see, and just to see how God works, and very Mormon area. And so as we were sharing, I was sharing the gospel one night, and there was one young man who actually, the reason he started coming to this camp, it was 2 years before that, is after school one day, he decided to chuck a rock at the church window and broke a window. And they got it all on footage, and so the pastors decided, you know what, we're going to meet with this young man and his family. And the family was very nervous, very poor family, and they said, we can't pay for your window. And they said, that's okay. They said, this is what we're going to ask. Will you send your son to our high school camp the next couple years? And they said, yeah, we can do that. It's a deal. So he showed up. And the night before I was going to share the gospel presentation, we actually were having to decide if they were going to ask him to go home because he just was not listening. And watching the men, the pastors, pray over this young man, and just how God worked. We shared the gospel, and we had a time of just testimonies after that. And this young man got done, and he walks straight over to me, and he stands there, and he goes, I want that. How do I get that? And I said, all right, let's go. And so we went, and we talked, and it was one of the coolest things to see this young man come to know Christ and just immediately change of just how he had a just like, wow, like I'm starting to understand why these people are so different. And so that was a huge blessing. And then later that summer, I got to go back to Camp Witness down in Long Pine, Nebraska, and I did a basketball camp there, and I got to share. And then the school year started, and kind of some blessings we had. Usually our freshmen to, we don't have a sophomore year, so our freshman to junior class, we usually lose about 50%. And this year, we lost, I believe, it was 14 students. We have, if we have a big junior class, it's about maybe 40. We are about 58 this year. And so God's really just continued to work at Frontier. We welcomed in this group. This is a picture of the RAs. If you can't really see very closely, but Taylor Michaelis is in that picture. We had a challenge of one person got a picture, and then your brother or sister RA had to then explain what the picture was without you seeing it, and you had to draw it. And they did very good. And I chose not to draw because I can't, and I'm very thankful that we had that. But unique about Frontier, and I've shared this before, but unique about Frontier is our RAs do not just show up, make sure you enforce the rules, and that's all they do. Most of these young men and women are looking at full-time ministry of some sort. And so we ask them to do a Bible study once a week. They have a little flock, we call them, they get to read a book called They Smell Like Sheep. And it's talking about in ministry, as you know, as Christ is our good shepherd, we have little flocks that we need to take care of. And so we go through an entire week of training and how to deal with things. There's a lot of baggage that comes, and so they get to deal with things. And I'm sure Taylor can share some stories with her girls and how she's had to, you know, work with them. And but this year I have 63 guys in the dorm that I work with daily, weekly, on a regular basis. But one of the young men that has come this year is from Chad, Africa. He has never been to the States before. When he showed up, we showed him to his dorm. He came a few days early, and his adoptive mom that was a missionary down there, she said, you need to teach him how to use a washer and dryer. He's never used really anything like this. He has no idea. He got a cell phone, and he was, like, in awe of what this cell phone really did. And so just getting to see him. But the coolest thing is the first time we got snow, he was out in the snow taking pictures, and he just thought it was the coolest thing for about 5 minutes. And then he said, I don't like this wind. Good luck, all right? So it was really neat. But if I'm going to be honest about this semester, I will tell you this has been the hardest semester that I have had in the 3 years I've been there. I've called Pastor Jim quite a few times this semester just saying, can you please be praying? And I know you guys have been praying for us. We had to ask four seniors to leave, just making some bad choices. We had the anniversary of our two students who passed away last year in a car accident, and that was pretty hard. And just there was a lot of things going on. And Marissa and I just want to say, first of all, thank you, because we can't do what we do without you guys. Your prayers, your thoughts, what you guys do is the reason we can do this. And so this is not just our ministry. This is all of our ministry. Other things going on that made it a hard semester was when Easton had to go to Children's Hospital. That was not a fun birthday, but one I will always remember. We were getting ready. I just finished cooking some steaks, and Easton wasn't breathing. Called a friend over, and long story short, we ended up in the emergency room in Cheyenne. And they were just talking, we're going to give him oxygen, and next thing you know, they came in telling us, so he's going to be going to Children's on a flight. And I start freaking out because I'm going, every time I know someone flies, they're dying, so what's going on? And they say, well, just wait a second, we'll get the flight crew down here, they'll come get you guys and they'll take you up. Well, they took us up, but then they tell me as we're getting on that I can't fly. I have to stay at the hospital where I have no vehicle and watch my 7-year-old son fly away. I lost it, and God and I had a good talk, but God had it all worked out. Marissa's parents live about an hour from the hospital, and so they came. They were able to get there right before Easton landed. My parents drove an hour and a half up to get me, drove back down there, and he was there for a few days, but as you see his thumbs up, he's doing good now. So we just want to say thank you. He's got a cold right now, but we appreciated those prayers, and that's something that as a dad I don't want to go through again. So please be praying for that. Let's see if the next one will go. There we go. Other things going on, we stay busy all semester. We have different activities going on. We have softball, volleyball, basketball. We do activities every other week because there's nothing to do in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. So we do activities. This right here is one of my favorite activities we do during the year, and this is what we call our manference or our men's conference. And we go away for about a day and a half, and we let our interns share the word of God. And my favorite thing is to listen. And if you have Facebook and you're not on our Elliott Update page, if you just look up Elliott Updates, you can find our page where we share stuff. And every year I share video of just a group of men singing. And it is every year it gives me chills just to hear a group of young men worshiping and praising God. And just to hear those strong voices and just so exciting to hear and to see, and so it's something that I always look forward to. But some other fun things we've done this year, we had our RA Christmas party, and we had ugly sweaters, or all the ladies got to go to Goodwill and pick out somebody else's outfit. And so I don't know, Taylor, did you keep all your stuff?
No.
She didn't keep it, okay. But that was fun. I should have got a close-up of Taylor, but I did not. So... But something else we did at the end of this year is we have, again, our school is a family. We do everything as a family. So we had a open house. So all the students could come check out our house, come hang out with our kids. And so we decided we were going to have them over, and we had over 100 and some students in our little tiny trailer. And our kids loved it because they could show them everything that they had. But we are just so thankful for our church family. This is one of the pictures of one of the groups we had at our house in our living room. So something else exciting that we shared before is when we moved out to LaGrange, we were praying about how God would just use, when we sold our house, how God would use that. And we just said, you know, Lord, please provide some land. And so he did, honestly, only through how God could. We bought land for a fraction of the price just by knowing some random people. And so we bought this property, and we were just praying, okay, God, how can we use this to glorify you? And we were praying, and so we are building what we are calling the Elliott Bungalow. It's going to be a small 24 by 24 two-story little place where when I host Bible studies, we have groups over, when people want to come visit, we wanted a place for people to come, have a place to stay, but just a little bit bigger than our little trailer. And so God has started that. We've put poles up, we've got concrete in, and now we're just waiting for it to warm up to put walls up. The guy who's doing it for us thinks it's too cold at negative 10 outside to do stuff, and so we understand that. So we get it. It's not as cold as here, and we definitely don't have as much snow as you guys do, and we'll keep that snow up here for right now. This is just an exciting thing of just praising God of how he's worked in this. And so hopefully we will always offer, if you guys ever want to come down and see us, we will have a place for you to stay. And so we want you guys to see this. So that's all those. But what is going to happen this semester? This semester does not slow down. We're thanking God for this semester. We are bringing in January 18 new students, which is a record for us. I think last year we brought in 4. And so we have 18 new students coming to join our semester. And so that's why I need to get back. We're going to be going to the airport picking up some of them. We have, again, many activities, things planned. You can be praying as we travel. We're going to be traveling in February down to southern Utah again. There's a huge, it's called Revive Weekend conference for teens. There's over 150 teenagers that come to this Revive Weekend to just get back into the Word of God, get excited for the Word of God. And I was asked to come down and be the speaker for that. So I will be down there right before Valentine's Day for 4 days sharing. And then our spring break this year, I am going to be leading a missions trip back down to Trinidad and Tobago, where we've been now twice here. Pastor Ronnie and Mila from down there, their son is at Frontier, and they called us with COVID. They are now just starting to open back up. They've had church for about 3 months that they've been able to have people there, and he called and he said, Andrew, he said, we need encouragement. We need people to come in and help encourage our leaders and our people. And he said, would you want to come down? And I said, absolutely. So we're going to be taking a group of 9 students down to Trinidad and Tobago for 10 days. And so if you'd be praying for that trip, that we'd just be an encouragement there. But just pray for the church down at Hope Community Church in Trinidad and Tobago. We've had many students from here go. Jake, Freemark, Stacy, Seaman, Tate, and Abby Kettlehut, Noah, Abby, Han, Shariah Brockle, Bradley Hunter. We've had so many from here. And so when they came to visit us, they wanted to say hello to this church and just say thank you. And then I will be back up here in March. I'm excited. I'm going to be working with Sunshine to do their mega teen retreat. And so we're going to be bringing up a worship team again, and maybe we'll come and share here through music. I will not, but the gifted people will. So, so we're going to be here for just a little bit after church, maybe about 45 minutes, just as we want to see people. But again, we just want to say thank you. We love all of you guys. We love just how this church has continued to support us, but just how it supports so many, and to see how you guys just continue to just love the Lord. And so if there's anything we can ever pray for you guys about, please let us know. But we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. You'll take your hymn books. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 161, Our Day of Joy is Here Again. I'm going to ask Janelle to play through the song once. It is kind of a New Year's song slash Christmas, but we don't normally sing it. This will be the third time in my 4 years here, so...
from their throne and gave the